We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, high noon in the District of Columbia. Points up and down the Eastern Seaboard. And the Nataholics might be upset. We had to move our man Barstool Nate around a little bit out of his normal 11 a.m. slot into the noon slot. Hello, Nate Dogg. How do you do?
I'm great. I'm happy to be bumped by a legend. So there's nothing, absolutely nothing that myself or the Nataholics are upset with.
That is good to hear. We had a nice evening last night. We all went out to dinner.
Nate hooked up with you?
Yeah, man.
He didn't complain about that little fake ankle?
He proceeded to tell Locker and Joe B. all about his ankle injury.
Well, I mean, we were having a pleasant discussion. Locker was talking about how one time he broke his ankle playing in the minors, and I said, I relate to that. I also have a foot injury, being an athletic man myself. And we compared stories of our foot injuries.
Did you not tell him that you fell off a curb?
I did tell the truth.
He tried to make it sound like it was like real dangerous, though. Like it was. Locker's telling a story about a coach trying to make him go out there with a broken ankle, and Nate's like, "Yeah, it was an Uber SUV."
Yeah, he was saying how the coach wanted him to like skate on his broken ankle, and I was talking about how I tried to walk into a bar on a broken ankle. So it was very similar.
It was a fun night though, and it was the city was buzzing watching the end of that Knicks game, and it's going to be nuts tonight. Are you going tonight? What's your plan tonight?
I don't know yet. I'm 50-50 on going. There's a chance I go. I might watch at home. Not sure yet. I didn't go to game one. I'm going to game three on Friday down in D.C. Wouldn't miss that. I do feel anytime, you know, now that he's towards the end of his career and the Caps are kind of rebuilding, when you get the chance to see Ovi at home in D.C. in the playoffs, you kind of got to do it. So I'm going to jump on the train, come down this weekend, and take in game three down at Capital One.
You're right. I think, you know, we all really celebrated the Caps getting into the playoffs this year because I think everybody kind of understood it was unexpected. I'm not positive that, you know, winning this series is really reasonable. I think it's you'd love to get it to five or six to kind of see what happens. How do you view this Caps season? Knowing there's still playoff games to go, obviously, and maybe they can win. I'm not writing anything off. Hockey's crazy. But how do you view this season kind of in general?
This season, I don't think you can say it's anything besides a big success. I think we showed that we have the coach of the future. The young guys like Connor McMichael took another step up. I love how, you know, his game developed. You know, we see that, you know, there's some holes to fill, you know, depth-wise on the roster. So being sellers at the deadline and still having, you know, this nucleus, this team that really came together and still made the playoffs despite, you know, not supposed to be there. Mark Messier was on TV during game one. The Caps aren't even supposed or shouldn't be here. Well, guess what? we won enough games to get here. We are the 8 seed for a reason. If someone else was supposed to be there, Pittsburgh, Detroit, they would be there. It's like the old thing from Social Network. If he invented Facebook, he would have invented Facebook. If we were supposed to be here, we wouldn't be here. We're here. We're supposed to be here. And it's really cool to see this team come together. It's basically, you know, the Bears 2.0, the Hershey Bears 2.0. A lot of young guys who should be playing for the Calder Cup down in the AHL, playing for the Stanley Cup up in the NHL. And plus, you know, loading up on draft picks, you know, to start rebuilding in the post Ovi Backstrom, you know, Oshie Carlson era that's coming right around the corner. I think it's a big, big, big success of a season.
I agree with you on that.
Because they sold at the deadline. Like, they looked long-term and then just played really well for about 6 weeks. You know, like, it's I totally agree with that assessment. Specific to tonight's game, how do you think it's going to shake out? What do you want to see? What do you need to see?
You know, the Rangers are really good. There's no reason to say otherwise. The Rangers do everything really, really, really well. And there's a reason they, you know, are the one and the President's Trophy winner. But all you have to do is go back to last season. The Bruins set every regular season record, you know, with wins and points and all of that. And they got dummied by the Panthers, who went on to win or lose in the Stanley Cup. So, as you said at the top of the call, like, it is hockey. Anything happened. It's wonky every single year in the playoffs. Who knows? Maybe this Caps team watches all the film from game one and figures something out and comes out tonight at MSG and silences, you know, all those dummies who root for the Rangers, who have one cup since, you know, the internet was invented. So nothing's impossible in the Stanley Cup playoffs. We saw the Caps play very, very well at times during this past regular season. Puck luck goes a long way. A lot of crazy things can happen. I'm not ready to count the Caps out, as nuts as that might sound.
I just think
this team, any team can be special. At times this season, this Caps team was very special. And if they're on their A game and everybody's skating and everybody's doing what they can do to the best of their abilities, as I've said, why not us? You know, why not? If the Panthers can do it last year, we've been on the other side of this. When we were the President's Trophy winner, we were the one, and we lost to the 8. That was my senior year of college, 2010, against Montreal. So, you know, like, crazy things can happen. It's been one game. We're down 1-0. We also were down 1-0 to Columbus in the 2018 season.
What, 2-0 to Columbus?
We lost both games at home. We were down 2-0 to Columbus, and then, you know, went on to win the Cup in 2018. I'm not ready to count anything out right now. It's been one game.
I think with all that being said, though, they have to get this one tonight if those things are going to happen.
Yeah, tonight is obviously huge. You would love to go back home to D.C. Tied one game apiece. And then, you know, Friday night in D.C. with the city going crazy, you know, you can really turn the tides on the series. You know, hockey is nuts. We can say it 1,000 times. There's no – just because game one happened and the Rangers dominated and looked great does not mean that we can't come out tonight and do the exact same thing to them. My vibes are high. I'm optimistic. I feel good.
Well, I like, too, when we talked to Locker earlier, he was kind of saying that he expects Carberry to try to shake up, you know, some of the lines and get more advantageous situations. It kind of seemed, the way Locker explained it, that the Rangers dictated the terms of everything in game one, and that Washington's obviously going to try to change that up in game two. This is, at least to me, the first time somebody has self-described themselves as a Nate-aholic. I thought I should share this. We're talking with our boy Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line, little Nate X for some, Eric Nathan to his parents. Our guy Eddie Danaer. Eddie Danaer, hopefully I'm saying that right, just tweeted me. He said, "Nate-aholics aren't upset. We're listening in as always. Hope the Caps can win the game tonight and even the series up." Nate, has anybody ever self-proclaimed to be a Nate-aholic, or is Eddie the first?
No, absolutely. There's dozens of Nate-aholics out there, and everybody knows that when I come on the JP and B-Mitch show every Tuesday at 11, sometimes 12, all I do is spit the truth. That's all I do. I try to just say everything as truthful and honestly and passionately as possible. even if that means rooting for Carson Wentz, you know, you do what you got to do. You take the city, you put it on your back, and one day it will all work out for us. It worked out in 2018. All I said was it's our year, our year, our year. Caps won the cup, and we're going to do the same thing every single year with Washington's quarterback situation, with the Wizards, with the Nats. And it's all going to work out. You know,
one
people
day,
try
right?
to say, D.C., you know, we're a cursed sports town, this and that. I don't believe that. I think our time has happened with the Nats and the Caps, and it's right around the corner for our Commanders.
Dude.
All right.
I know you may or may not be doing a bit. It
no
does
bit.
Feel – I think they're going to take Jaden Daniels. But I honestly, if they take Drake May, if they take J.J. McCarthy, if they trade back and take Michael Penix – it feels like a new day for the Commanders, and I was asked, like not an on-air conversation, like a private discussion, but people that know football, like he's like, the question was, how different is it really there? And it's dramatically different. And I think even from like the really bad, toxic, awful years, but then there was this weird escrow period. There was this weird just waiting period where the organization wasn't investing anything because Dan was about to sell, but you still got to play the games and kind of get through the season. And it just sucked. And Brian, you're at the facility. You could feel the difference.
Oh, yeah. It's totally different. I just think that the people that are in charge, well, the ownership, they understand they're hiring people that can make decisions, not people that's going to be flunky. Okay, and that's what it was before. They were hiring people that would do whatever Dan says until the NFL told them to hire certain people.
Yeah, I that's kind of why I didn't even buy into that whole Topgolf nonsense, drama, controversy. That it just like I don't even want to entertain that type of thing. That was old regime stuff. Like, you know, there will be hiccups, you know, mistakes will be made, things will happen that, you know, some agent or whatever won't like, or but like I'm so done with that. I'm not even going to entertain it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to write about it. I'm barely going to tweet about it. It's like we're on to the draft. We're on to next season. We're on to the new regime. I'm leaving all that stuff in the past.
Yeah, dude. I think it's also like how people over the years have really enjoyed to pile on Washington, the football organization.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Topgolf was about 2 hours of a day and a half group draft setting where they had individual meetings with coaches and position coaches and front office people. Like, it wasn't Gruden, when Jay was coaching, he used to have this saying, he'd be like, people think it's all fun and games. Like, they did the work, and everybody just seized on the Topgolf portion. And having seen Adam Peters respond to that, one thing I love, and this was not a strength for Ron, I would say. Ron cared what was being said and what was being reported. Peters doesn't seem to care at all. And I think if you're going to be in that position, and especially if you're going to have to rebuild an organization that went 4-13 and didn't have any Pro Bowlers last year, you better have a pretty thick skin. And I think he's got it.
Yeah, Ron was performative. Everything was a show. Everything was cliches and saying the whatever, you know, trying to say the right thing, and none of it ever made sense. And Peters has no time for that. Peters is out there looking at a chessboard trying to, you know, get checkmate. He's here to win football games. He doesn't care about the noise and the sounds and all that. You know, I thought, as you said, Topgolf was 2 hours, not just of a multiple-day process, a whole year's process of scouting, evaluating, trying to figure out the future of this team. And to make a huge deal out of just like some 20-year-olds going to hit golf balls, I thought was so preposterous. And I know, you know, the whole agent thing. And if I'm Jaden Daniels, I'm telling my agent, like, stop, get off Twitter. What are you doing on Twitter, dude? Like, go make me some endorsement deals. Like, what are you tweeting for? So I thought that whole thing was so overblown. I do agree with you. I think the pick more and more by the second is looking like it's going to be Jaden. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to have just a new quarterback in here and just watch him develop. As we've said for how many months now, when you draft a quarterback high, you never truly know what you're getting. You don't know if you're getting Trubisky or Mahomes. You just have to trust that Adam Peters is making the right decision. And you know what? A lot of the times in the NFL, You don't. And there's nothing you can really do about it, but we know that it's not Ron Rivera and Dan Snyder putting in the work. We know it's Peters and his team of super smart people putting in the work. So I give them the benefit of the doubt way more than I've given this team the benefit of the doubt in the last, 20 years at this point.
Sure.
So I'm excited. I'm optimistic. I'm riding and dying with whoever. If it's not Jaden, if they go JJ, great. I don't think it'll be Drake May. I get this weird tingly spider sense that Drake May might have this crazy fall like Aaron Rodgers and Will Levis did last year. I could be wrong. It's just my spider senses are tingling about him. But yeah, I love the NFL draft. I would prefer we don't pick in the top five every season, but hopefully we get our QB, we get our left tackle, and you know, we have the wide receivers already in place, and we just build up the defense, and in 3-4 years we're in the Super Bowl. That is my 3-4-5 year plan.
And one thing you said about believing in the people that's making the decisions, keep that. Because the people that really made a big deal out of all the crap are people on Twitter.
Right.
Yeah. They're not very smart.
Well, Brian, to that point, B, last week we saw a big swing in the odds, right? And people were using that as some kind of way to point out that Daniels was slipping and that the agent was blowing the relationship. Tim Murray, our friend who's out in Vegas, just tweeted out, "The odds for Jaden Daniels to be drafted ahead of Drake May are now back to the peak price they were like 2-3 weeks ago. Jaden Daniels to go number 2 is -350, and May is +275.
So isn't it closer to what I was saying where Vegas move odds, they don't care who bets on what. They just don't want to lose.
Right, and I think it's the thing I kept pointing out last year was there was a 2-week stretch where Will Levis was going ahead of C.J. Stroud and maybe even going first overall, and then that all fell apart down.
Yeah, I think there was a Reddit thread where they said Levis is going number 2, and then Vegas just eats that up, and they change the odds, and they collect all the money, and they build more hotels. That's just the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think Malik Willis threw from his knees and he went from a 4th-round pick to a 1st-round pick real quick, according to the odds. So, yeah, you can't really pay too close attention, but there is something in those crumbs. There's something there.
Nate Dogg.
Yes.
I got another one, man.
Now, what?
This may be a burner account because his name is Redskins Burner, Commanders Burner. He just tweeted us both and said, "I'm a part-time Nateaholic."
I'm telling you, they're out there.
So that's at least 1.5 Nateaholics I'm aware of.
Real quick, I probably have to go soon. We talked about the dinner last night. I have to say, I'm the biggest Joe B-aholic in the entire universe. If you're listening to this, and you know I've grown up on the Caps like most people have, listening to Locker and Joe B, and you feel like you know these guys, but you know just from calling the Caps. Getting to spend an hour with Joe B last night was like a highlight of my life. He is just everything you think you know about Joe B. He's even better. Like he's just an absolute delight. Just the best person I've ever met. I was just on cloud 9, just listening to him and Locker tell old hockey stories and just sitting there laughing, having a great time. So JP, thank you for the invite. And if you ever, you know, if you're listening, you bump into Joe B, just shake his hand, tell him thank you. He's the absolute best. I had such a great time, like, just listening to him and talking to him.
He really is. And to get to sit there with Joe B and Locker together really was a treat. And you and I just kind of dumb lucked into sitting next to them. We could have been on the other side of the table with Abernathy and Kerwin. You know what I mean?
Which also would have been a delight. But
yeah, that would have been great. But
I will say, it was very
That really
cool.
sounded and, like y'all you know, mean that.
No, it was awesome. Like it was, I just can't say enough good things about Joe B. And I wanted everybody who is listening just to know if you've ever wondered what he's like, you know, in person, he's even better than you could imagine.
All accurate, man. I got this text from Nate last night. "If you see Joe B tomorrow, tell him thank you from me for setting dinner up, and I'll take him to get pizza before game 5.
Yeah.
Let's hope we're all eating pizza before game 5. Thank you, Nate. Always appreciate
all right,
it.
Nate,
and
cool,
maybe I'll see you Friday.
All right, go Caps. I'll be down there. So if you want to see me, you'll see me.
I might be in Ashburn. You're not going to go to Ashburn.
Oh, absolutely not.
All right. Goodbye,
Eric. See you guys.
That's Little Nate X. Shout out to all the Nateaholics out there. When we come back, Todd McShay at one point was kind of the lead draft analyst on ESPN. He was kind of like bigger than Kuiper for a little while. Regardless, he's a wired-in NFL draft analyst. Todd McShay was on with PFT commenter and Big Cat on the Pardon My Take podcast and had some really strong comments about Jaden Daniels. You'll hear that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How's the rooster? You guys seen the rooster at all?
Nope.
Landfill, you haven't seen the
rooster? There's no free food.
That's true.
That's true. We don't have food.
That's true. That's true. I bet it is. I got an email. I didn't know I was on their email listserv, but apparently I am, that it is $6 calzone Tuesdays at Lido's. Maybe Rooster's at Lido's.
I doubt that.
You don't think so?
It's $6 you got to pay for it.
$6 for a calzone is pretty good.
Don't make he don't show up. He don't show up when we got to pay for it. He show up when we got free food.
That's a good point. Yeah, I forgot that part.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was listening to this podcast this morning, and I found this really just the level of extent that Todd McShay went to in his description of the quarterback situation. None of us are telling you what's going to happen. Nobody knows. But it sure seems like things are getting closer and closer to Washington leaning towards Jaden Daniels as far as their pick.
The hot air that was blown last week was just a little ridiculous.
Correct.
A little odious.
So this is Todd McShay talking about this year's NFL draft via the Pardon My Take podcast.
It's got to be Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
And I know that everyone is linking Drake May, and there's all sorts of, you know, conversations there. Drake May has tremendous upside. You better be ready, though, with Drake May to sit him for a year. When you look at the history of drafting quarterbacks, numbers of starts, then you look at Drake May specifically, the inconsistency with his decision-making at times, with his footwork, which leads to, you know, erratic accuracy. I think Drake May could wind up being the second-best quarterback in this draft, maybe if put in the right situation and has time to develop, like Patrick Mahomes had a full year. You know, so to me, like, I think in the right situation, he'll be great. Jaden Daniels, I got done with the tape at the end of the season, and I was like, damn, I don't know. Like, if I'm just evaluating this past year, 2023, I don't see a huge difference between Caleb and Jaden. I don't. Like, you got to remember, like, with Caleb, there was that Notre Dame game, and there were losses at the end of the year, and he's trying to do too much. And that will he'll work that out of his system when he gets to the NFL and has more structure and a better defense and all those things. But from just based off the tape, and then you had the mobility with Jaden, the fact that like the improvement that he made over the last 2 years playing in a pro-style system, understanding and trusting his reads, I think he's got a chance to be special. And so when I'm done with the tape, I always try to kind of rack my board, figure out who I like, and then I start making calls. I promise you, of the dozens of calls that I've made from January to now, with guys in the league, general managers, personnel directors, scouts, all over the league, there isn't one person I've spoken to that believes that Drake May should be drafted number two over Jaden Daniels.
Ooh.
Like I even talked to teams going back to February, where teams were like, yeah, we're still debating between Caleb and Jaden at number one. Okay. So it was like that first tier has been for teams has always been kind of Caleb and Jaden. And then the second tier is Drake. And then the third tier is JJ McCarthy. And then you get into the fourth tier where you can start talking about Michael Penix and Bo Nix and those guys.
Yeah. I also,
I mean, that's pretty strong, B.
Yeah, it is.
I think,
you know, it's like we don't normally listen to those people that really watch film. We seem to get caught up in the rumors that go around social media or those that we know are leaning one other direction and they make comments based off of their favoritism towards another person. But they don't really know much about anything. I think that's where you got to learn to begin to decipher that. You know, pay attention to the people that really, really look at this stuff on a regular basis, not those that occasionally look at TV. Because, see, I hear people all the time, especially in our business now, saying they watch film. And I would love to sit down with them and see if they're watching film or watching TV. Because watching film is totally different. You don't finish that in 15, 20 minutes.
No.
That's an all-day task for the most part. It's some hours into that. And when you go hours, you're not watching games. You're not watching series. You're normally watching a drive, a few plays.
Chopped up 100 different
there
ways
you go. Yeah.
And watching it over and over and over.
To where when you speak, you've seen it from so many angles and so many like points of view that you know what the hell you're saying.
Yeah. I think I tend to believe McShay on that. I think we're getting closer and closer to a consensus here, and sort of like the draft industry needs to keep the level of intrigue up. I do also think because you have so many prospects, elite level prospects, Caleb, Jaden, Drake, maybe JJ, maybe Penix. I mean, there's just a loaded amount of options here that it's hard for there to be a true consensus, right? Benjamin Solak covers the NFL for The Ringer. We've had him on the show before. And I tweeted out that McShay quote just because I thought it was really strong. And Solak quote tweeted me and said, obviously, McShay talks to way more important people than I do, but I've had conversations with NFL scouts in the past months and as recently as the last week who have May over Daniels and or McCarthy over Daniels. I really think QB 2-3-4 is nowhere near a league consensus. And I imagine, I mean, there's 32 teams, there's 32 GMs, 32 head coaches, but mm-hmm. You start digging down below that and it's scouts and director of scouting, director of college scouting, mm-hmm. director of pro personnel. There's hundreds. I mean, every organization has, I mean, how many people are we talking here, B? Say there's 50 people in the football operation.
It's a lot
of
folks, man. It's
every building, right? Between the coaching staff, the QCs, and then the front office, all the way down to area scouts. Like, let's say it's 50 times 30, which I think is 1,500. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, say it's about roughly 1,500 people in positions that actually matter, right?
Uh-huh.
Hell no, there's not going to be consensus. But
it's not a consensus, but this is where I'm with this, KJ. People say what they want. And a lot of times, their stories start off based off of a lean one way or the other. And then when you start looking for support to your story, you don't look for people that's going to talk against what you're thinking. You look for people that supports what you're thinking. So that's why we see so many people with different mindsets and different things like that. So I'm shocked that this guy comes out and says, well, I talked to somebody, they didn't say that. Well, he started off his thing by saying, well, he talks to more important people than I do. Okay, so in other words, He basically said, like, he talks to the GM and the president. I might talk to the area scout. Who knows the most? Who thinks the most?
Right.
So, I've been around this thing a long time to where I know when a story starts, you support the story. You don't try to destroy the story. You try to support your story. And I don't blame him for saying, well, you know, I would have never put that he talks to more important people than I do. Because that makes people stop wanting to listen to the rest of the stuff you have to say. Because if you're not talking to the same level of people he's talking to, then why do I care what you think?
I tend to agree. You know, I think these are all really good prospects. And unfortunately, people have sideloaded themselves into like a specific camp where there's only one answer. And I think there's lots of answers. And I think Washington's taking Jaden, but if it ends up going a different direction, I don't think anybody should freak out. They obviously have a reason. Consensus doesn't matter. League-wide consensus doesn't matter. What matters is what happens in Ashburn probably around 8:30 Thursday night.
Yeah.
And what
I'll be
really
having
matters,
sooner than that so I can get to work, get done.
Yeah, you wouldn't mind that pick coming in at like 6:15.
Hey, if they, I wish they could go through these things so fast. They'd be like, "Oh, they broke a record this year." I'll be the happiest man in the world.
I bet.
Reaper.
B, did they call you the Reaper? All the dudes you got hurt?
Hey, man. My thing was, I get you before you get me. I heard Walter Payton say that one time. He was like, look, I try to get them before they get me. And I took up that mindset, and that's the way I ran a football.
I went to, where was I? It was the Caps home finale against the Bruins last, I want to say Monday, maybe. And I ran into Dr. Drew. You know Dr. Drew, Alan May's buddy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I guess Drew, he spends a decent amount of time down in Florida. I think maybe his folks are down there. Also, when you're just like a rich baller, you spend a decent amount of time down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He's become friends with Martin Gramatica. And he said,
that's Martin
Gramatica. Pardon me. He said Gramatica proceeded to tell him the story. Did you break his nose?
I got his nose and his brother's shoulder.
Brother, what happened?
I'm running past the brother, and he tried to and I cut back, and he tried to reach out, and his arm was in the wrong position. And then Martin, when I went to stiff arm him, and he wore that wide open face guard.
Yeah.
I missed his helmet, and my elbow went across his nose and broke his nose.
What'd you give his brother?
Dislocated his shoulder.
How'd you do that one?
Well, now I told you, I cut back, and he went to reach out and ran right through the little arm tackle.
How many other dudes have you injured?
Cincinnati, I think his arm was broken two spots. And then this dude, Smagala, I think was his name, with Dallas early in my career, I got him. But, you know, hey, man, it was like, it's kill or be killed. That's on the football field. I mean, it sounds vicious, but your mindset can't be that where I'm out here to be playing some game. This is vicious and violent. You got to play it that way.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think the more people recognize that, kind of the better.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, listen, bro. There were friends I had on other teams, and I knew if they got a chance, they would try to put me in La La Land. So if I got a chance against them, I was trying to get them, because all the money you make on the field, all the TV stuff, when you're sitting down in the offseason and your friend got you, he has total bragging rights until next year.
Sure.
Or you want those bragging rights till next year. So, and those little things right there probably matter more to friends and relatives on the football field than anything else they're making. Because I don't want to be sitting at Thanksgiving and hear somebody tell me what they did to me on the football field.
in the text thread and everything,
yeah,
you know,
that's the last thing you want to see. Because you know what? You could say it didn't happen, and they will have the video waiting for you and say, well, I don't know what he's talking about, but here you go. So, I tell people about the story when I was in high school playing against my cousin, Kelvin Dandridge. And They had asked me before the game. They say, "Well, what are you gonna do?" I say, "Well, my cousin better be on have his track shoes ready because I'm going at him every chance I get." And I threw four touchdowns on him. and they had two other ones that were called back.
There is something I can definitively say that our buddy Greg can definitively say, and Lamphill can definitively say, that Martine and Bill Gramatica cannot definitively say, that Pete Haley cannot definitively say, is I've never gotten hurt playing football with B. Mitch.
Well, you almost got hurt trying to wrestle me.
That was a bad idea. I've learned from that. I've learned. I've learned. What were we calling you that finally got you frustrated?
I don't know what the hell y'all
I don't know if we can say it on air either.
Y'all are calling me something weird, something crazy, something.
I remember what it is. I don't know if I can say that. It was HK.
Something Keller.
Yeah.
Helen Keller.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go to break. Is Nikki at 130, Lindy?
And one neck ended up in my hand, and the other one I was trying to pull his trachea out.
It was a bad couple minutes. Nikki Javala joins us at 1:30. I want to run through some non-Jaden Daniels specific draft stuff. I want to talk about adding a left tackle. I want to talk about adding a wideout. Like, there are a lot of positions. This team has a lot of holes. I want to at least do one draft segment that's non-quarterbacks. We're going to try like hell to get it done next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.